In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. God is good.
All the time.
Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Clair, someone who was touched by the fire of Pentecost. You see, Clair of Assisi, Francis of Assisi, how they were touched by that fire of Pentecost and in different ways renewed and brought healing to all of Europe. We are different members of the body of Christ with different gifts. We're called to respond to that grace in our own hearts. We move from self-centeredness to God-centeredness. So to prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries, let us call to mind our sins and respond to the abundance of God's mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, in you, Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you remain with us, present with word and sacrament.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who in your mercy led St. Clair to a love of poverty, grant through her intercession that following Christ in poverty of spirit, we may merit to contemplate you one day in the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Habakkuk. Are you not from eternity, O Lord, my holy God immortal? O Lord, you have marked him for judgment. O rock, you have readied him for punishment. Too pure are your eyes to look upon evil, and the sight of misery you cannot endure. Why, then, do you gaze on the faithless in silence, while the wicked man devours one more just than himself? You have made man like the fish of the sea, like creeping things without a ruler. He brings them all up with his hook. He hauls them away with his net. He gathers them in his sign. And so he rejoices and exalts. Therefore, he sacrifices to his net and burns incense to his sign. For thanks to them, his portion is generous, and his repast sumptuous. Shall he then keep on brandishing his sword to slay peoples without mercy? I will stand at my guard post, and station myself upon the rampart, and keep watch to see what he will say to me, and what answer he will give to my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write down the vision, clearly upon the tablets, so that one can read it readily. For the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. The rash man has no integrity, but the just man, because of his faith, shall live. The word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A man came up to Jesus, knelt down before him, and said, "Lord, have pity on my son, who is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into fire, and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Jesus said in reply, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and from that hour the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, "Why could we not drive it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.